Kamantong for powerful sixth sense, intuition, luck, protection, and spiritual guidance. Kamantong, also known as Kumanthong or Gumanthong, is a traditional Thai belief that revolves around the worship and possession of child spirit effigies. The practice has a long history, with roots in ancient animistic beliefs and Thai folklore. The term Kamantong can be translated as golden little boy. The belief is linked to the Thai practices of spirit worship and ancestor veneration, and has its roots in ancient pre-Buddhist traditions. Historical background. The origins of Kamantong can be traced back to an ancient practice wherein it was believed that a stillborn fetus, when properly consecrated, would house the spirit of the deceased child and serve as a protector for the family or owner. It's important to note that this original practice is considered taboo and illegal in modern Thailand due to ethical and humanitarian concerns. Modern interpretation. In contemporary times, the practice of Kamantong has evolved and is now more aligned with mainstream Buddhism. The effigies are no longer made from human remains but are instead created from materials such as wood, clay, or metal. These effigies are believed to house benevolent spirits, which are thought to offer protection and bring good fortune to the owner. It is important to note that despite the evolution of Kamantong practices towards more ethical means, there are Ajarns, spiritual teachers or masters, who follow the older traditions. These practitioners may use bones, ashes, or other remains collected from cemeteries or cremation grounds to make Kamantong effigies. They believe that these materials have a stronger connection to the spiritual world and are thus able to channel more potent spiritual energies. Kamantong effigies are typically small and take the form of a child, usually a boy dressed in traditional Thai attire. They are often found in shrines within Thai homes or businesses and are venerated with offerings such as food, drinks, and toys. Some believers also communicate with the Kamantong, seeking advice or help in their daily lives. Role in Thai occultism. Kamantong is also associated with Thai occultism and is believed to possess supernatural powers. Those who practice this form of magic believe that the Kamantong can be invoked to protect against evil spirits, bring wealth, and even exert influence over people. Some practitioners, known as Ajarns, specialize in the creation and consecration of Kamantong effigies, performing rituals to invoke and bind spirits to the effigies. Additionally, it is worth highlighting that each Kamantong is considered unique. Every effigy is thought to have its own distinct spirit and personality. The rituals performed by the Ajarns, the materials used, and the history associated with each Kamantong contribute to their individual characteristics. Devotees often develop a personal relationship with their Kamantong, believing that the spirit housed within the effigy has its own likes, dislikes, and preferences. Owners of Kamantong are encouraged to communicate with and understand the unique nature of their effigy in order to build a harmonious relationship. Because of the distinctiveness of each Kamantong, the ways in which they are venerated and the offerings they receive can vary. Similarly, the benefits or protection they are believed to provide can differ from one Kamantong to another. As Kamantong practices are deeply rooted in tradition and belief, it is important for those who are unfamiliar with or external to Thai culture to approach this subject with sensitivity and respect. Kamantong, as believed by many practitioners, have the potential to offer assistance and guidance to their owners in various aspects of life. In order to receive this spiritual guidance, it is vital for the owner to align their energies with that of the Kamantong. This is not just a physical interaction but a deeply spiritual one. When an individual's energies rise to the heart area or above, it is believed that the spiritual guidance from the Kamantong can be channeled directly to the heart, where it is clear and conscious. This is because the heart is often associated with emotions and intuition, which can be key elements in interpreting spiritual messages. If, however, the individual's energies remain lower, at the sacral center, the guidance might still be received, but it is believed to be less conscious and clear, as this area is often associated with more primal and unconscious energies. One of the most potent ways in which Kamantong is believed to assist in manifestations is through channeling energies to the third eye region, which is associated with intuition, insight, and spiritual awareness. Practitioners who are adept in spiritual practices often communicate with Kamantong by concentrating their energies upward from the sacral center, through the heart, and projecting it out through the third eye. This is seen as a method of communication and is believed to facilitate a stronger connection with the spirit of the Kamantong. Maintaining high energies is essential for clear spiritual guidance, according to practitioners. When the energies are high, the connection between the owner and the Kamantong is believed to be at its strongest, allowing for clearer messages and guidance. This can be achieved through various spiritual practices such as meditation, prayer, and offerings. It's important to recognize that these practices and beliefs are deeply rooted in Thai culture and spirituality. While they are held with great regard by believers, they might not necessarily align with the beliefs or understanding of individuals from different cultural or religious backgrounds. Therefore, approaching this subject with respect and an open mind is important.